I was driving on U.S. Highway 30 South with my wife and our son Delbert and our daughter Ann. We were on our way from Washington, D.C. to Portland, Oregon on vacation before reporting to my new duty station at the Aviation Supply Depot, Naval Supply Center, Oakland, California. About 7 miles after we passed through Tremont in Utah, my wife noticed a group of objects in the sky which she could not identify. I pulled over to the side of the road, stopped, got out, looked up and saw the objects. There were about 12 of them in a rough formation proceeding in a westerly direction. They were like nothing I'd ever seen before, although I've logged some 2,000 hours in the air. They were identical in appearance.
How would you describe these objects?
Like two saucers, one inverted over the other. I had no means of judging the altitude. It appeared to me to be about the size of B-29s at 10,000 feet.
Did you photograph them immediately?
I watched the objects for a few moments before getting my camera out of the suitcase. Then I lost more time getting film out of the second suitcase and loading the camera. When I first saw the objects, they were almost overhead. By the time I had the camera ready to go, they had moved to a considerably greater distance.
What kind of a camera did you use?
A 16-millimeter Bell & Howell. A film auto-load master with the three-lens turret. I selected a 3-inch lens and set it on F8 and focused at infinity.
Did you think of using slow motion?
No, the camera was set on 16 frames per second, and in the excitement of the moment, I didn't think to shoot at a greater rate, although that would have improved the coverage. I centered the viewfinder on the objects and made the first shot. Then I decided that if the sky were darker, the objects would show better. So I stopped the lens down to F16 and continued photographing. This proved to be a mistake, as the quality of the film would have been better had I left it at F8.
Did these objects remain together in a group at all times?
No. Toward the end, one object reversed its course and proceeded away from the rest of the group. I held the camera still and allowed this single object to pass through the field of view, picking it up again later in its course.
Did this single object return to the rest of the group?
No. I allowed it to pass through the field of view of the camera two or three times, and then it disappeared.
In what direction?
Over the eastern horizon.
What did you do then?
I turned, swinging the camera just in time to see the rest of the group disappear over the western horizon.
What was the weather?
The weather was bright and cloudless.
Visibility good?
The visibility was excellent.
How does this film you shot compare with what you saw with your naked eye? You have studied the film.
Yes, I've studied it. I'm very disappointed. The film falls far short of showing what I saw with the naked eye due to the delay in getting the camera started and my error in exposure. If I'd had this camera in the seat beside me, loaded and ready to go, there'd be no need for questions. The Air Force would have the answer.
What is your full name, please?
Delbert Clement Newhouse.
And you are on active duty with the Navy?
Yes, sir, I am.
What is your official Navy rank?
My title is Chief Photographer. I'm a commissioned warrant officer, United States Navy.
How long have you been in the service?
21 years.
Now, is there anything you can add to the description of these objects?
They had a bright, silvery color.
Can you describe some particular detail?
They had a metallic appearance. They seemed to be made of some kind of polished metal.